okay, girls, we're coming to a close. We're coming to a close, and there's just a few little tidbits that I want to share with you before we take communion. And I need you guys to get your Bibles out, open up the Word. I know you're like full to the top, every teaching, all the Word, it's coming. You got just a little tiny bit left. Two things that I feel that the Lord just wants to close out this retreat with. So the first one found in Matthew 20. It's a parable that I want to read. You guys can read it with me. These are Jesus' own words, and I love that. Do you guys have a red letter edition?
Yeah.
And the red letter edition meaning that those are the words that Jesus actually said that were written down. So Matthew 20 reads, "For the kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out in the morning to hire laborers for his vineyard. And now when he had agreed with the laborers for a denarius a day, he sent them into his vineyard. And he went out about the third hour and saw others standing idle in the marketplace. And he said, 'You also, into the vineyard, and whatever is right I will give you.' So they went. And again, he went out about the sixth hour and the ninth hour, and he did likewise. And about the 11th hour, he went out and he found others standing idle. And he said, 'What have you been standing out here idle all day?' Because they said to him, 'No one's hired us.' And he said, 'Well, you go into the vineyard, and whatever is right, you will receive.' So when evening had come, the owner of the vineyard said to a steward, 'Call the laborers and give them their wages, beginning with the last to the first.' So when it came, those who were hired about the 11th hour, each were given a denarius. And then the first came, and they were supposed, we can receive more. And likewise, they received a denarius. And when they had received it, they complained against the landowner, saying, 'These last men have worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us who have borne the burden and the heat of the day.' But he answered one of them and said, 'Friend, I am doing you no wrong. Did you not agree with me for a denarius? And what is yours? Go your way. I wish to give this last the same as you. Is it not lawful for me to do what I wish with my own things? Or is it evil? Your eye evil because I am good. And so the last will be first and the first will be last. For many are called, but few are chosen." And when you think about this passage, I mean, he was speaking to the Jews, right? Because Jesus came to the Jews. We're the Gentiles. We were not going to heaven. It's only because of the disobedience of the Jews that God got so fed up. It's like, you know what? Now I'm grafting the Gentiles in, and they're coming in. We're the ones that are coming in at the 11th hour. Because from the time God called and revealed himself to Abraham all through up until this time of Jesus, God's just been dealing with the Jews. Those are his chosen people. It's the Jews. Whether you like it or not, it doesn't matter to me. I love the Jews. But those are his chosen people, and he's going to finish what he started. So there's promises and things in the book of Revelation where rapture happens. We are caught up. We're dead. We were raised up. And those Jews that have been in the tribulation, those promises that God spoke in his word still have to come to pass at that time. So if we think about this parable, sometimes people want to compare it to themselves as a Christian. Well, you know, I've been a Christian for like 20 years, and so I've done all these works for the Lord, so I am going to get to heaven. But, you know, thief on the cross, like deathbed, you know, conversions, that's not fair. You know, I've had to, like, struggle my whole life with the Lord, and this person lived a horrible life, and then they have a deathbed conversion, and they're going to be in heaven, too? Yeah. Because God is good. There's an appointed time, and he wants each of us, and he's appointed you guys to be here on this weekend. So we need to be grateful, And let's look at that last verse again. This verse is, it kind of puts things in perspective. 15. Is it not lawful for me to do what I wish with my own things? Hey, it's on the Lord. It's not on you. It's on the Lord. He's going to bring who he wants to bring when he brings them, because, like we said before, it's the panoramic view that he can see. That he's gone out and has called people in the third hour, the sixth hour, the ninth hour, and for most of us, the 11th hour. Because time, this time that he created, is coming to an end. Turn with me to Revelation 22. And we're going to read verse 12, starting there. Last page of your Bible, easy to find. Revelation 22, 12 reads, "And behold, I am coming quickly. My reward is with me to give to everyone according to his work. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are those who do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may enter through the gates into the city, the eternal city." Verse 16, "I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright and morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him who hears say, come. And let him who thirsts, whoever desires, let him take the water of life freely. For I testify to everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this book. If anyone adds to these things, God will add him to the plagues that are written in this book. And if anyone takes away from the words of this book to the prophecy, God shall take away his heart from the book of life, from the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book. He who testifies to these things says, surely I am coming quickly." Those are Jesus' own words. "Amen, even so." What do we say? "Come, Lord Jesus." Maranatha. Maranatha. Come quickly. It's going to happen so quickly. We're in the 11th hour. Time is running out. We're getting ready for eternity. Be prepared.